Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a good day, Scott. I am happy to be here.
Me too. And I have to tell you that last weekend I flew from the West Coast to the East Coast, was up all hours of the day and night.
Oh, you mean the midnight flight, the red eye and all that?
Yeah, it was a red eye flight. And then when I got there, I was at an event called JV Alert. And of course, you don't sleep at these things either, right? Because you've got all the presenters and all the information. And then after that's done, then there's people that want to talk about all sorts of different things. And they're all excited. And I was heading up to my room at like 10 o'clock because I knew that, you know, I had to get some sleep. And by the time I actually made it to my room, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, you're up at like 6, 5:30, 6 o'clock getting ready for the day, right? And once again, I made the mistake of not bringing the Exula 50 with me. But, you know, what I've noticed is it wasn't until I got back that, because I've been taking it for the last number of months, that it kind of worked its way out of my system. And the day I was back, I was just like totally spaced out and everything else, and I thought, oh yeah, I gotta. So I went to the fridge to get the Exula 50, pulled out the Strataflora and had that by mistake, just to show you how awake I was. And
I guess, well, that's all right. I mean, that's an intestinal cleanser. You probably needed that.
I did. I got a nice little cleanse going on. And then this morning I thought, you know, because my habit is every morning, the first thing I do is I drink the Exula. And I thought, and it was like, oh, what a difference this morning. Yeah. And, you know, and I have to admit, like, I didn't go to bed that early last night. And again, I got up, so I'm still not giving myself as much sleep as I should have. So it's not like I had a day of rest, because I really haven't. But I've noticed, like, oh, yeah, I'm a little bit recharged. In fact, I think I'm going to have a second one for lunch.
I've had these kind of experiences where my entire body just shivers in some sort of an orgasmic pleasure.
Yes.
It's that good.
It is. And I have to tell you a little bit about my trip, because oftentimes we've talked a bit about road rage and people being upset and everything else.
Yeah.
And what I decided, I live in Vancouver, Canada, and I decided I was going to drive down to Seattle and visit a friend of mine and then take the red eye out of Seattle to Philadelphia. Okay, so as I'm about to leave, all the information about my flights, my friend's phone number, email or address, where the event is, all that stuff is in my little Palm Pilot, right?
Yeah.
And I talked to my friend. He says, well, just print out the Google map, put my address in, click out the Google map, so you've got good directions to follow. So I did that. I wrote his phone number down on the bottom of the page, and then I grabbed my computer, I grabbed my Palm Pilot, and I was about to head off, and I thought, oh, it's not that, it's, you know, like half charged. So I went to stick it in, and somehow I had the polarity reversed, fried it.
And I had just killed the thing, huh?
I killed it. It smelled like it had that burning smell, and I go,
oh dear,
oh no! But I had to go, right? You know, I'm on a schedule, so off I went, and I'm trying to think, well, how am I going to? Well, at least I got my friend's phone number and address, and we'll figure it out there, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not, oh, I'm, you know, yelling at myself or anything. It's just like, oh man, well, okay, we'll fix that later, right? Yeah. Headed down to the customs, and of course, as you go across customs, you're always worried that they're gonna, you know, pull you aside or, you know, whatever. And and I'm watching the guy ahead of me, and the officer is walking around and pulling up the trunk and going through stuff, and then he points over to the office, and the guy drives to the customs office thing, right? And now you often think, oh great, you know, they have a quota or something, there's the quota, I'll get through.
Me. Yeah, every fifth
so
one.
I get through, I get up there, I get the fifth degree, I get the third degree, I get the fourth degree. He wants to see this official piece of paper that's on the seat beside me, which was of course my license, car insurance renewal, right?
Yeah.
And then I go over there, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by. I'm thinking, I'm not getting in to the United States, right? I'm just going, ah. Oh. And then finally he calls me over, and he asks a few more questions, hands me my stuff, and says, okay, you can go. Welcome to the United States. And I said, and I was just curious, right? And I said, well, you know, excuse me, but like, was there a problem? And he says, no, there was no problem. If there was a problem, you'd be in handcuffs. Now,
these people, These people operate on a totally different wavelength than what a human would be, huh?
And the weird thing about the whole thing is I felt this wave of relief because I looked at my wrists and there were no handcuffs on it, so there was no problem, right? And I'm absolutely convinced that he probably had a beer with his buddy afterwards and they were laughing about how they, shook down this Canadian who was
Yeah,
coming
how he
across, right?
scared the bejesus out of this poor little Canadian schmuck.
So I get into the car and I head down the I-5 and I'm getting about halfway there and I'm thinking, I should get some gas. So I stop over, I pull over, fill up the car with gas, head out back on the road, and there's this weird sound coming out of my engine. It's not quite grinding, it's not quite loose, but you know how cars like just sort of
Yes,
hum
stuff changes.
and stuff changes, and I go, oh, all I need now is for my car to break down halfway to Seattle, right?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not like there's no banging or gnashing of teeth or anything. I'm like I'm observing a movie of this poor guy going through the day from hell, right?
Yeah.
And then I get to my friend's place, right? And there's a little buzzer, 303 is this number. I push 303, nothing happens. Push it again, nothing happens. I think, well, maybe I'm doing it wrong. So I push 306, it rings. So I hang up quickly, right, before someone comes and answers it. And I thought, well, that's weird. His buzzer doesn't work. So I went to the phone booth, which was like a, 3 or 4 blocks away. I like to walk, it's no big deal. And I
Yeah.
dial in the number because I got that piece of paper. Thank goodness, he said,
Yeah.
because he's got a cell phone, he's not in the phone book, right? I
Yeah.
phone it, and it rings, it rings, it rings. The answer machine comes on, and it's a woman. Now, I know he lives alone, and he hasn't got a girlfriend, right?
Oh dear.
It's a wrong number. So I'm going, huh. And then I go back to his
Okay.
place, right?
Wrong cell phone, wrong apartment, wrong
Yeah,
number.
everything was wrong. So I get there, I just walk around the corner, I think, I know what I'll do. I'll buzz all his neighbors until I get one that's there that'll go and knock on his door and tell him I'm here, right? And as soon as I go around the corner, there he is, because he knew I was late. I said, maybe he's having a problem. So he had come down to sort of see, look on the road to see if he could see me, right? And
Okay.
we met. We had a great dinner. He drove me to the airport, and then I continued on my flight. And I think of that day, I mean, just imagine going through that type of day and not being totally frazzled and frustrated and upset and mad, right?
Right,
And
you're just at peace saying, we're having difficulties. This is interesting.
yeah, this is interesting. And I'm thinking, what have I done to deserve this? Colorado has one of the most highly advanced New Age cities on the planet, in Boulder, Colorado. This is what I've
Right.
heard, right? And it
Yeah.
is so advanced that when the muggers mug you, they stop and they say, "What did you do to deserve this?" So that was kind of what was going on in my mind. I thought, like, what have I, what's going on in my head that I'm kind of creating all of this chaos? And I don't know, but if since I can make up the answer, my answer is it was to show you just how much at peace you are and how unrattled.
Right on. So
Rattleable, I
this
am.
is your compliments to the Twilight's bath crystal magnesium therapy, yes?
No, this is my compliment to the Exula 50,
You
because
say.
and because then I was away for 4 or 5 days and I didn't have any, and my first day back, I was
Yeah?
mad, I was raging, I was frustrated, I was tired, right? And
Yeah?
then I thought, oh, so then I went to get the Exula and I took the Stratoflora by mistake. And then I thought, there's only one thing to do. And I had a bath and I put I have to say a ton, I put a little bit more than normal
Yeah.
of the magnesium salt in the bath.
Right on.
Hot as I could, I laid there, I read a book, I had the music going. And after that, I had a good night's sleep, and today I am almost back to normal. So,
Yeah, the universe is rebuilt.
if I had gone through what I went through on Wednesday, yesterday, I would have been like,
A
just,
wreck.
I would have been
Yeah.
a wreck. I
Yeah.
really would have been a wreck. So, to me, that just, sometimes people notice differences. And if you
Yep.
take something, this is why I like to sort of stop every once in a while and give myself 3 or 4 days without doing what I normally do, because then I notice, like, oh man, like you're raging and you're just unfocused and you're this and you're that and you're not feeling good and you're tired, and then you
Yep, all of
see
that.
what happens when you take
Yeah.
good stuff and when you don't, right?
Yeah. And I also want to remind you though that air travel is doing a lot of that stuff to you as well. Because when you're crossing, especially when you go over the more northern latitudes, like transatlantic flights, where you go way over the magnetic pole.
Yeah.
That really plays havoc with your internal workings because the magnetic fields change a lot.
Yeah.
But even just, you know, switching from one location to another, it really takes it out of you.
When you do it so fast, too, right? I mean,
yeah,
if I had
exactly.
walked to Philadelphia from Seattle,
yeah,
it would have been
fine. Yeah, if you walked
there,
you would just slowly adjust. But,
right.
You know, geographically, the place where you're going to, the energies, you know, the geo, well, I don't know what you call all
the
of
ley
those
lines
energies,
and stuff.
Yeah, ley lines, magnetics, all of that stuff is very different in the place where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not in great shape, if you're not resilient, you'll end up with all kinds of adverse reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I did. And,
yep. Good.
But I'm getting back to normal. That's the part that makes me happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually had a very similar experience on my return from my 3 weeks in Europe. I definitely did end up being run down, even though I practically lived on the Exula for the last 6 days of my stay there because we were sampling the product to the customers at the trade show.
Right,
so
right.
I practically drank a liter of the Exula shake every day.
Nice.
It was most of the food I took. But even though I did that, you know, when I get home, it was difficult to adjust.
Yeah, it's a lot of stress. And one of the things that I noticed, just to add one last point on this, was that I've had lots of greens in the past, and I've never had something that I've taken that I can, it's just like the room, the light switch is off, and now the light switch is on. I mean, that much
mm-hmm.
of a difference in how I feel in that short of a period of time. So, you know, I think the quality
I wanted to tell you that, you know, I wanted to highlight this sort of a thing, because I was trying to convey to somebody over the telephone that this product is not just like any other green food. And I was just failing. The person says, well, I'm looking at the ingredients here as you listed them here. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're listed. And, you know, if you look at a piece of paper where the list of ingredients of our product is, and you can compare it to something else on the market that may have a somewhat similar list of ingredients, I'm still thinking, well, but how do I get it across that this is energetically enhanced, that every ingredient that goes in it is properly tested? We actually select them for their energetic balance. That all of that is put together in the most careful, respectful way so that the product is really like a fine-tuned instrument.
Right.
How do I explain from a picture that this old violin is actually a Stradivarius and plays like, well, Stradivarius, as opposed to some kind of a factory-made plywood thing that's just going to sound, well, sort of like a violin, except not really.
Right, right.
Or how do I compare, you know, if I show you a picture of a car A versus car B, how does the ride compare? You know?
It's impossible to tell.
Yeah, it's impossible to tell. And so I'm really frustrated by the fact that here we have this website and, you know, and a podcast message and a label, and we're trying to tell people that this is good. And they're kind of thinking, well, but is it? How do I know? And I'm thinking we need to offer some kind of a irresistible guarantee, saying, okay, we give you this with a 30-day money back. We promise you, if you take it as directed, you will never look back, kind of guarantee.
Right, right, because you really won't.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge, huge difference. But that's one of your pet peeves, right? Is like the quality and the quantity, I guess, of good nutritional products and molecules and enzymes and all those things that go into, say, the Exula products compared to what you could get at the grocery store. It's kind of like, if you take a tomato from a grocery store and you eat it, and then you go to my dad's garden and he gives you a tomato, they look the same.
Yeah, grown on an organic, biodynamic, loving kind of way, right?
He spent 15 years building up the soil in his garden because he had 1 inch of soil to start. And so it's 15 years of love goes into that tomato. Yeah,
there's just no comparison, is
no,
there?
no, it's just totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of thing. So how do we let people know that we are using stuff that is that good? Well, I guess we just need to keep telling them and hoping
that's
that
right.
they'll actually take our word for it and listen to some of the testimonials that we have to offer. That, yes, we have customers that have been with us since 1990.
Wow.
And still buying stuff. Well, I guess the best one is Chivari's dad, who's been on it since before the company launched. He's been on it since 1986. And he's now in his 90s.
Yep.
90s.
90s.
Right. He still drives. He still reads without glasses. He quotes the Bible all the time. He's that kind of a guy.
Wow.
And, you know, his doctor says, oh, I'd swap your numbers with mine if you'd let me. When he did the blood test on him last time.
Right, right.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's a guy who actually, you know, he was 68 when he started taking the Exela, and he was having angina pains. He was actually having difficulty walking from the house to the mailbox and back.
Wow.
And then he started on the right stuff. And a couple of years later, he was healthier, and now he's even healthier now than he was 20 years ago. Oh, well. So that's one of the testimonials, huh?
That is. That's amazing.
I actually wanted to browse on one more topic. It's been bugging me ever since I read this. One of the email marketers sent me an invitation, and it says, join me in this phenomenally lucrative business of selling health products. You are going to make a killing like me. Just see this. See here? I sell for $50 this particular product. It had to do with, I think it was colon cleanse or something like that. I sell it for $50 plus shipping and handling. And guess what? It costs me about the price of the shipping and handling to get it to the customer. So the $50 that I charge for it, that's pure profit.
Ouch.
And I'm thinking, all right, so you're actually taking the ingredients and you're marking it up 10 to 1. It's not the ingredients, the cost of the product, the wholesale price of the product, you're marking it 10 to 1. I was thinking, all right, well, a bottle of Exela 50 is $30. So I guess what we need to do is charge $250 or $300 for it. Not the 50.
Yeah.
I'm thinking either we're stupid or we're ethical or both.
Yes. I would no, I don't know about I should have listened to the question a little bit closer before I answered yes.
Well,
I was answering yes to the ethical part, not the ethical and stupid part.
Stupid. We must be stupid, you know? Like, I mean, how is it possible that we're out there you know, making a living just, you know, making these products and competing with this crap that slick advertising gets to sell? You know, it's that. It's slick advertising and skillful copywriting you know, just sheer marketing that gets people buying the stuff as compared to the high-quality stuff that we get to make.
Yeah, it's an issue, isn't it?
Yeah. I need to come up with a better advertising method, I tell you.
Well, you got to keep plugging away and get the message out and get those people that love the product to also pass the word around and let it grow that way.
Right on. Well, this is a direct request, and all of you listeners, if you haven't tried the Exela, do. And if you've tried it and noticed that it actually is working, would you kindly tell somebody else?
That's a good one. And if somebody tries it and they... Now, first of all, it's not ice cream, right? So, I mean, it's not like it's going to taste like an O. Henry bar or a hot dog, right? It's greens.
No, this is grass, you know. This is going to taste like health food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's palatable.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad as Buckley's.
No. Oh, no. I mean, to me, it tastes lovely, but I know that the first time they tell me, well, this is not so bad.
Yes. I agree. Like, I've tried lots of different greens, and this is the best tasting green out there. And I like it, right? But I could understand someone that wasn't used to ever trying any greens would be, you know, it's an acquired taste, right?
This is not a dilly bar.
And it also depends on where you come from, right? Like, I traveled around the world, and I started in Australia. I went to Southeast Asia. This is 20 years ago. Went to India. When I was in India, I met a fellow from England, and he had gone from England to Africa to India. Now, when I got to India, I'm thinking, the food is like adequate, maybe. And he was like, it was a feast for him. Well, why was that? Well, in Southeast Asia, there were all these great fruits and papayas and mangoes and you know, all that wonderful food that they have there, and it was a wealthier kind of area of Asia. And when I went to India, you know, it was a little rougher. It wasn't quite as good a food and that sort of stuff. And he had been in Africa, and he said, when I stayed at like a 5-star hotel in Africa, I was lucky if I had a little sliver of meat and a potato on the plate. Like, where he was eating, there was no food practically, right?
Oh dear.
So he was, you know, so when you're, you know, 3 weeks in that environment, and then you go to India, oh, there's all these options and food, and it's,
Isn't
yeah,
it a
good.
matter of perspective, huh?
Totally a matter of perspective. So, you know, if you've been trying lots of different greens, and that stuff is really important to have, and you haven't found anything that you liked, the XL you'll probably like. If you've never tried a green, then, you know, it doesn't taste like Coca-Cola, right? So
Thank God.
thank God for that. And I don't particularly think Coca-Cola tastes very good, but just goes to show you what advertising and the media and social proof can do for you. So give it a try. And, you know, I'm not saying that if you try it and you don't like the taste of it, you should, because one of the issues we want to do, one of the things we want to do is take away everybody's risk, right? But I think it's safe to say, you know, if you tried it every morning for a week, or 13 of 14 days in a row, and then stopped taking it for 2 or 3 days, you'd go back on it. I think for 99.9,
That's a great idea.
yeah. So take the 2 week life
Take the
enthusiast.
2 week Yale Excellent Challenge.
Excellent challenge. That's right. Try it for 2 weeks. If you don't like it, give it to your best friend.
And
We'll give you a refund.
we'll give you a refund, yeah.
Yeah,
Or
'cause.
send you something that tastes very different.
That's right. Well, and I think, Martin, one of the things that really strikes me that you do differently than just about anybody else I know in business is you answer your phone, right? And you take
Oh,
the
yes, we
time.
do.
Yeah, and you take the time to help people. So, you know, if you try it and it just isn't for you, call Martin and talk to him, or email him, right? So you could call him at 8. He'll even pay the 25 cents for the phone call, right?
Oh,
Eight six
yes.
six 543-3388, or you can email him at, and I don't want to get it wrong, Martin, so I'll let you tell everybody your email address.
Or make the order desk. That's ORDER at life-enthusiast.com.
So I don't know if that you could get any fairer than that, because this is really life-changing. Well, here's the thing. We don't get enough of the nutrients we need through our food, and probably not through the supplementation that most of us do, right? I mean, if you buy a $10 bottle of vitamin C, is that really going to make much difference?
Not as much as what you can get in ours,
Yeah.
because ours is all nature grown. You know, this is all plant made. There's not a extruded synthetic anything in this stuff.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Well, so there we have it, folks. You just heard it. Take the Excel challenge.
All right. Cool.
I think that's it for today.
Yeah, we've come to the end of another really informative podcast. Certainly, I've enjoyed our time together again, Martin, as always. And thank you, everybody, for listening to us. If you want to listen to any of our previous podcasts, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. We have them all archived there for you. You can leave a comment or suggestions. If you have any questions for Martin, leave them there. We answer and respond to all emails and questions that you've got. And take the Life Enthusiast Co-op Exula Challenge today, right?
Yes, today. All right, folks, thank you very much. This is Life Enthusiast signing off.
Restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.